many things I cannot teach you. They are unteachable, impossible to learn. The Tao, the way, is not something one learns. It is a revelation. It's a great reveal. It is unfathomable. And this is what makes it the Tao. It is difficult to try to explain the Tao to people, even in these discourses. You have to have the authentic heart. If a person does not have the authentic heart, they will never understand. A scholar came to a Zen master and said, "I have come very far away to learn something from you." The master laughed and said, "Then you have come to the wrong place. Go to some university or a scholar or a great pundit. There you will be able to learn. If you come to me, then be aware that learning here is not possible." "I only teach unlearning," said the master. "I teach you to know how to unlearn, how to throw words away, to create space within you. And that divine space is where the Tao exists." So, this is true of this discourse even. Let us return to chapter 4. The Tao is an empty vessel. It is used, but never filled. O unfathomable source of 10,000 things, blunt the sharpness, untangle the knot, soften the glare, merge with the dust. O hidden deep, but ever present, I do not know from whence it came. It is the forefather of emperors. Emptiness. It is the way of the Tao. It is the way of life. There are many things I wish I could teach you, but we are beyond being taught. We have precepts and concepts, points of view, opinions that we put ahead of everything. These are the things that are most important to the average person. These points of view, these ideals. And I will talk about that in the next discourse. Right now, I want to focus on the unfathomable. Can you fathom what you cannot understand? You have come to a place in your life where you understand the rudiments of your survival, the dictates of society. You have formulated many opinions. But can you understand that which is not understandable to your human mind, your intellect? When you listen to these discourses, do you try to understand them through how you know anything? How you know how to live, or you think you know how to live? Do you apply your logic and reasoning to these discourses? Do you apply logic and reasoning to the Tao? What is your purpose for even considering the Tao? Considering even listening to me? If you are trying to gain knowledge, if you are trying to think about what you will have when you have this awakening that I speak of, that the Tao urges, do you think that that is what I'm offering here? A way to understand and then apply and then have a better life, the assumption that there will be a better life? Here's a story. I am sure you will be able to relate to it. A Zen teacher described how his teacher encouraged monks to practice diligently in meditation, the Tao, the way, setting aside their point of view, setting aside their beliefs, their theories. He said that if you practice diligently, you'll be enlightened in 7 days. And if not in 7 days, then in 7 months or maybe 7 years. Well, there was this young American monk. He heard about this. So he went to the master, his teacher, and said, "Is this true?" Of course, the teacher smiled at him and said, "I promise you, young monk, if you are continuously aware and mindful of your practice every day, 7 days a week, you will awaken." Well, the monk was excited. He's an American. We are pursuers. We try to get everything we can. We try to accomplish. Our whole society is based on this kind of thing, accomplishment. Pitting one person against another, competition. So he was like a racer who was getting set in the blocks to run a race against, well, he didn't know who, but he was going to run a race and win. So he was excited, and he started his 7 days, only to be lost in forgetfulness 10 minutes later. What was he doing? What do I have to do? Coming back to himself again, he started his 7 days, only once again to be lost in the mindless thoughts that he had of perhaps what he would do after his enlightenment, how he would open up dojos or be a great teacher himself and become important, renowned. Again, he lost his way. So he began again for another 7 days. He thought, well, I'll start all over. But in doing so, once again, he lost his continuity. He could not stay aware, mindful of what he was really doing with his practice. A week later, he was not enlightened at all. He had faltered around in habitual fantasies, wandering mind. He went to his teacher and said, "I can't do it. Every time I begin my practice, I lose it. I lose it to the things that I want, that I believe in, that I think are right. What do I do?" he said. The master just smiled and said, "Begin again and again and again." How can you understand what is not understandable to the mind you have cultivated, the mind you have made for yourself? The unfathomable is something that cannot be explored nor understood with the human intellect, the human mind. And yet you will try to listen to this discourse and you will hear my words, but you will not listen beyond the words. You will not hear me. you will not hear what is being taught. Because what is taught, you must catch. You can't get this thinking as you do. You're going to have to surrender and become innocent again. Surrender your cunningness. Surrender your interpretation of your own life, of your own self. We'll talk about that in later discourses this month. But I want you to be aware and understand that your understanding, the way you understand, is not what I'm talking about, is the impossibility of understanding, becoming aware. Understanding does not promote awareness. There is something other than Greg Penn understanding that brings awareness. If you wish to understand this awareness, you will miss. You must immerse yourself in awareness. This is why we meditate. It is a delicate process. My favorite story of all of this is one I have told you so many times. I tell these stories again and again. And you may know if you have matured, if you hear them differently every time. If you don't, it tells you something. You have applied your understanding again and again. You are not aware, you are not mindful of what the story means. Do you remember the story of the Sufi master? He called one of his disciples up. There were many disciples there, but he asked the disciple to come near him. The Sufi was standing near the window. It was a beautiful full moonlight, and the night was gorgeous. All the other disciples were wondering why he had called this man, this young man, and all the Sufi did was put the man in front of the window and said, "Look." It is said from that day on, the young man had changed immensely, completely. His fellow students asked, "What happened?" "There was nothing, nothing we know of except a beautiful night." "What happened?" The young man said, "I heard the master, and I was so silent because he called me. I was without thought. I was peaceful for a moment. And then it happened. Something opened up inside of me. A window within me opened up. I was no longer being led by perception and assumption. I had something deeper happen to me. It was beyond my understanding. I had the impression, and that impression sent me into my life for the first time. I'll tell you what happened. The master gave me his eyes for a moment. And in that single moment that I borrowed them, everything was revealed." You can have this kind of experience. I will tell you how. Don't pit one thought against another. Don't sit in your mind and be suspicious all the time assuming all the time, desiring all the time. The master's eyes was absent of these, and suddenly there was the awakening. There was what is happening. It is occurring within you even as I speak right now to you. Something is happening. When I am giving you discourses, I am giving you something that can happen to you through a mind that is no longer in conflict with itself. If you can let go, if you can become anew, dropping your mind, dropping your desires, dropping what you think is right and wrong, good and bad. If you can do this, which you can, you will awaken. It will happen. You will have that presence within you that overtakes the mind that you have been droning over all of your life. If you can understand this, if you can drop your mind and listen to me, you will have exactly what the young student had with his Sufi. You will see things as they are, not as you have been taught, and not as you have assumed. This is why we meditate, to become innocent again. We are not searching for understanding. We are not searching for a truth to understand. We are not searching at all. We are just looking. That's all. Observing. Without the necessity for a mind that is interpreting everything based on the ideals of trying to find something to make our life better, easier. There is a certain surrender that must occur within us to understand the unfathomable. You must be willing to drop your understanding, how you process thoughts, how you engage thoughts, how you make thoughts, and just drop them. It is difficult, as the young monk found out with his master after being promised enlightenment after 7 days. This is an old Zen trick, and I love it. It reveals why there is difficulty. People will blame the teachings or the teacher, but the truth of the matter is, I have had many, many, many people in my day who were never students. They couldn't be. They wouldn't give up what they thought they knew for the sake of what truly was and is. So, all they could do is hear my words and try to memorize them, try to remember them. And in doing so, they lost their way, never awakening. The awakening comes in letting go, letting go, letting go. Learning to want nothing, absolutely nothing, with all of your heart. So let's go into the unfathomable right now, you and I. Listen to Lhasa. Woe to those ignorant people who desire and grasp, seek after pleasure and things that lead them to ruin. those things that lead to suffering and death, Lhotse says, must be released. So let's release. Let go of your mind. Let go of the opinions of your thoughts. Just let them go. And as your mind bombards you with desire, ambition, pride, vanity, see it for what it is. It is not your thoughts. It is not your thinking. It was imposed upon you. And now you have the freedom to let go. See your thoughts as an empty boat. Just let them go. Let them go.